Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got Scott Capurro. Right now, it's time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
Are you telling me we get Scott and Hooman in the same day?
Can you believe it?
What a damn bonus this day's turned out to be.
A damn bonus is exactly what I was thinking, Vinny.
And I'll tell you what. If the audio goes out, it'll be even better.
Yay! One can only hope for technical difficulties on a day like today.
Why not? I mean, things went great yesterday.
Right.
Oh my God. What could go wrong?
Right. Anyway, this Alice Report is brought to you by Fisherman's Wharf. Look for family fun and a safe staycation this weekend. Rediscover San Francisco's historic waterfront district. For info, go visit fishermanswharf.com. That's fishermanswharf.com. Okay, unfortunately, this is a headline I hate giving you, but it needs to be read. Four people have been shot in a shooting at an Orange County office building. The office building in Orange, the actual city of Orange, also in Orange County, they say there's a bunch of different businesses in there, like an insurance office and a fabricated home sales office.
So random office space rentals.
Yeah, office space. Not quite a strip mall type thing, but sort of like that. Anyway, we don't have any motive. We don't have any details. I just think it's important, you know, when you hear about it, that this happened here in California. So, and maybe with a little luck, if these things do in fact happen in threes, then this is our third one and we'll get
and
a break for a while,
right?
Because we did have, what was it, Florida? Was it Florida or Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Atlanta and then Colorado.
Older, right.
And now Orange. So four people killed, still no. They did get the guy or the person, I should say. And that person's been hospitalized because they were shot. But that's all we've got so far. Also, going wide today is the opportunity for people 50 and up to get their vaccine. That's a big deal for a lot of people.
Yep.
So you hear people who are of the age to have gotten it and who have said, no, I'm not getting that. Well, now... all those people who've been sitting there going, I'm ready. I want it. Now's your chance.
Right.
So hopefully there's enough appointments open that it can
eventually
happen for
you'll
you
get
in
one.
A reasonable
right.
amount
I'm
of time.
I'm just trying to be patient. We've tried the two opportunities that have presented themselves. I've lucked out. I've not lucked in. I'm unlucky. I'm not sure.
You didn't get it.
Lucked out, I think, is a good thing, right?
Yes, I think it is right. Mm-hmm. I was out of luck when it came to signing up for my appointments. I tried yesterday at noon for today's. John tried last night at midnight for tomorrow's. I guess I'm looking at next week. At some point, though, I'll keep on trying.
You're eligible. It's going to happen for you.
I'm sure there's many people in the boat that I'm in.
So anyway, that's 50 and up starts today. 16 and up starts on April 15th. That's the latest there. Did I say today's going to be really nice? Because it is. And there's a chance for some clouds coming in tomorrow and the next day, depending on where you're at. So today, you know, with another picture perfect day, try to soak it up.
Yeah. And maybe even some rain this weekend. Is that what you're seeing?
Let me hold off on reporting that because I've got all my apps say different stuff. And I don't know yet which one to trust. Anyway, how about a fast fact?
You know I love those.
Fast facts.
I'll try not to ask any questions.
I don't know this to be true, but maybe someone out there can, you know, text us 800-400-3697. Instead of once upon a time, Korean fairy tales usually start with in the old days when tigers used to smoke.
Oh, that's like their little catchphrase?
Not once upon a time.
Yeah.
In the old days when tigers used to smoke.
So that was a long time ago because they've evolved out of their hands and into paws. They can't flick a lighter anymore, those guys.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
So if anyone does, I'd love to hear
from
you.
Oh my God, look at there's the smoking tiger. He's got a pipe. He smokes a pipe, you guys.
He's wearing a robe.
And he has big fat paws. Someone must light that for him.
That's true.
I didn't think about that.
Maybe Joe Exotic takes care of that. I don't know.
No, Joe Exotic.
In the old days, when tigers used to smoke.
All right. So that's there once upon a time.
Oh, I found the person. Oh, not a person, but another animal lighting the thing for him.
Oh. Oh, he's got a person that lights his.
Oh, it's an aardvark.
All right.
Is that what it is?
I guess
that aardvarks, in order to not be eaten by the tigers, light their pipes for them.
Let me get that for you.
He's actually got a blunt. Korean folktales begin with back when tigers used to smoke.
The expression, my bad.
Yes.
Became popular because of the former NBA star Manute Bol.
Oh.
He didn't quite have a full grasp of English, so instead of saying, my fault.
My mistake.
When something went wrong, he say, my bad. And that spread, well, everywhere.
It's just absolutely, completely a commonplace expression. Oh, my bad. Huh.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're not surprised by that because I often send words out into the universe and they take over.
Sure. Yeah.
Who doesn't yell,
no, they
hope
become,
you get laid to all the people every day.
Right. Not to mention rent partner and overwhelming feelings of concern. I mean, all of these are entries in the Urban Dictionary,
right.
And I know for a fact they originated here.
Right. Right. Thank you.
Everything has to start somewhere.
The Mona Lisa is only 30 inches high and 21 inches across, smaller than the average poster you'd have on your wall.
Yeah.
It's tiny.
I hear that.
Little thing.
And they don't let you get anywhere near it.
Oh, yeah. I've been.
So it looks even smaller. Tell me, went to the Louvre?
Yeah, it's just a huge. I didn't even try to look at it. I saw it from a distance behind a big crowd of people. You know, and so I was like, "Oh, there it is. I'm not going to try." So I just moved on.
You can look at it up close in a picture book.
And even if you do get close to the front of the line, there's the ropes. You know.
Yeah.
So you
have to look you're set
10
back
feet away or whatever.
There's probably even a glass thing in front of it so no one can spit on it. Those distance spitters, you know. They don't want anything happen to it. It's a masterpiece, they say.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen it. I do love painting. If I love that art can give me emotions. So whatever they might be that you get from something that you look at. Sometimes I look at something and go, I don't feel anything from that.
Yeah. Other times it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Be still my beating heart.
Uh-huh. Exactly right.
That's beautiful.
Well, good news for lobsters, and I always look for that. This is gonna
because there's really nothing but bad news for lobsters.
Well,
when you
right,
get right,
especially
down
when
to
you're
it.
Around. My God, are you kidding?
Sorry about the boiling water. Here we go.
Yep.
Oh,
you are gonna be delicious.
Anywhere I go where there's lobsters, I'm like, listen, she's nice normally, but where you're concerned, she's just gonna eat the whole of you. So
kind
if
of
you
a murderer.
See. A good-looking lady with Bieber bangs. They're gray, but they're Bieber bangs. If you see her come through here, run for it.
Yeah, you don't want no part of that lady.
Right. She's going to eat all of you.
Yeah.
Your pinchers.
All of it. The
green
stuff.
Gob in the middle of you. She'll eat that, too.
Oh, all of it.
Good.
Nothing like lobster.
Maine Lobster Festival has canceled this year due to coronavirus concerns.
That is too bad.
And the lobsters say, yay!
Lobster's so cheap this time of year. Whatever
see
the season
is. See me applauding with
there.
Pinchers?
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm with you.
All right.
This is the...
I think you're
applause.
Tricking though. They're gonna come by thinking you're safe, and then
no, they're still gonna get hauled out of the water. They're just not gonna have the festival. Don't worry, people are eating them because they go down. You can get them like, oh god, maybe it doesn't go to $2.99 anymore. But sometimes there's such a glut of lobsters that my mom would just come home with 20 pounds of lobster. She's like, it was $2.99 a pound. We're all eating lobster. This is amazing.
$2.99 a pound.
I'm telling you, it's.
That's pretty cheap.
Very cheap.
Well, you know, I don't mean to give a history lesson here, but from what I've heard in a couple different places, in New England, lobster was jail food and slave food.
They fed it to the poor people. There you go.
And that's
your lobster.
You know, here's the best, most expensive thing out of the ocean
that you can get anymore, right?
For a while there, they gave that to everybody.
They were so plentiful. Right. They were just like, feed it to the poor. Have a lobster.
We've already mentioned
lobster,
it once.
I'm sick of it.
But I'm going to mention it again real quick. It is April Fool's Day. Pranks have been banned from the radio and everywhere else.
We're not allowed.
You should be fine. But, you know, the people who you can't sue, your family, they might still get you. So I'm giving you a fair warning here. Yeah. Be prepared for that to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
It might. I don't know.
My family did the last one that really got me and just killed me. It was when this house was under construction and we were about to move into it. And John comes and goes, listen, the house got red tagged. Don't freak out. And I freaked out. Mm-hmm. And then I look, I see my kids giggling. I'm like, and I'm telling you, my heart was pounding and I was just like, I thought I was going to foul my pants.
Oh, you're gonna crap yourself.
I'm telling you, because we were so desperate to get in. We had not lived in a house for a year, our house for a whole year, and we're just about to move in. Oh,
and it got red
still tag. Getting all heebie-jeebied over it.
Did I poop myself?
I didn't.
Most people don't like it when someone pulls a prank on them. But almost that same amount like pulling pranks. They like to do it to you. They just don't like to be had.
Well. Ain't that the way? I can dish it out, but I can't take it.
And most people don't like when companies pull their corporate-approved April Fool's pranks. I often think that, you know, that's one of those things where, we've changed our name. Okay, well, so you changed your name, and how am I supposed to be affected by that?
Yeah. By the way, Odyssey, not an April Fool's prank.
It's not part of it, right?
No, that's really real. Odyssey. Yeah.
Anyway.
As far as we know, this could be an elaborate prank being pulled on us. It wouldn't be hilarious. There's a lot going on. I'm trying to wrap my head around the new world.
I'll tell you, if it's true, they got me because I sat through an hour-long presentation when I had other stuff to do. And I mean, I'm not saying I, you know, could have found something better to do. I mean, I had other crap to do.
Yeah, and no, me too. I was looking out the window going, well, this day is not getting any younger.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really interesting, what they have on tap.
Oh, no. And I mean, yes, Susan was in it. And I saw Kieran was in it. And I thought, oh, look, she looks good.
I saw her. Just like a quick little. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So many people who've spent the last year. Uh-huh. Sort of lockdown or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
They've been working on their hobbies.
Yeah.
60% of people say they've improved their skills on their hobby thanks to all the time they spent on it during the past year.
Well, that's good.
Would you
say you're better at guitar since this year?
No, I have done less guitar in the last year than in years before.
Would you say you're a better father? Would you say your relationship with your daughters is closer? Is that your new hobby?
I would say that it's closer, yes. I've done way more than I ever agreed to do.
Mm.
And I haven't had a choice. I mean, it really is right there in front of me. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, I know Eddie was joking with his joke yesterday about, you know, I really like those guys who... What did he say? I kind of like those guys who leave. I'm like, oh my God. Right.
I have this tiny little bit of respect for them.
Yeah. Anyway, that's
Come
not
on,
happening.
Eddie.
And that's not an option, so I find myself doing way more than I would have ever agreed to do.
I'm so
and
sorry.
Yet, it is what it is,
you
right?
You're a man with responsibilities.
Who are you
going to
tell?
Your wife? Good luck with that.
Yeah, she really cares.
Yeah.
She definitely cares. You should have heard the tone of her voice when she said, no, we don't need anything. Get home. Jeez.
Like, oh, boy, I'll really step on the gas now.
The kids
tell
are
your mom, sucker.
Today. Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Anyway, a lot of people have improved their skills on their hobbies. Most of those people don't have kids, I'm going to guess. The five most common hobbies people have gotten a lot better at are golf, running and yoga, cooking and baking, drawing and painting, sewing or knitting, and at five was playing an instrument.
Ah.
So it's on the list.
Worthwhile
cool.
pursuits.
Yep.
Bryn, how you doing on your hobbies?
I finally picked up a piano, so that was great for my...
Oh, you got a full acoustic piano.
Yeah, remember I showed it to you and I tuned it myself? That was like...
Oh, yeah, that was a while
April
ago,
of
though.
Last year,
oh, okay.
So right in the middle of the pandemic. And so it's good for me and Cameron, but it's something that I can spend time with her doing, except for she bangs on it. But at least we can do it together. But yeah, you're right. I am all consumed.
I noticed you have a keyboard right there that you've been noodling around on quite a bit. Yeah.
Right. That's digital.
And you can really play. Like, Bryn
it's
is
not the same.
Bryn's quite a
quite
a musician.
But I went years without playing, you know, because just...
Yeah, but you're a music major, right?
Yes, I was. That's
all right. Tears in my eyes when I... Oh, sorry. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys wrote. Tears in my eyes when I saw the Mona Lisa. Beautiful painting. Understood why it is a masterpiece.
Really? Well, some people get it, some people don't. I don't... I go, well, that looks, you know, it's fine.
Bonnie, abalone is the most expensive thing in the ocean. Also, Dungeness crab used to be used for fertilizer.
What a waste.
Wow.
I gotta go lick that field.
Well, I have heard that they use, like, shells as, like, they improve soil, right? Isn't there, like, a fish meal thing that you
know.
Spread? That's got to smell great. That.
I mean, I know Jack and Annie, you know, from the Magic Treehouse.
Yes.
They went back in time, and the Indians taught them how the Native Americans, excuse me, taught them how to plant corn, and you start with two rotting fish.
Ah. So there is something to that.
There's something. I don't know anything about the crab.
Cover
thing.
The field in dead fish and clams and crab and then just churn it. Let's
Jack
amend
pulled out
this
his little
soil.
Notebook and said, two rotting fish. Got it. What? Drop your seed in, cover with dirt, water. Wow. Voila.
Corn. Maize.
Do you eat abalone? I don't even know.
I've never had abalone.
Yeah, I don't know. But okay. Hard. I know people fish for it or swim for it.
Don't they have to dive for it, right?
Yeah.
So is it I don't know. It's never been on offer. I feel like I've heard it's you shouldn't eat it, but what do I know? Like that is it endangered?
I don't know anything about it. I do know people dive for it. I do know it's dangerous, you know, to be out there swimming around trying to... That's the ocean the whole time. Hello.
It'll get you.
I feel you, Sarah, about the COVID vaccine. I'm equally frustrated.
I'm just trying to be patient, you know. I feel like there's nothing I can do. Yelling and screaming doesn't help. I've found in my life. It's often the antithesis of helpful.
I know you got rid of your car, but someone texted in, and I did notice this when I went for my appointment because the lady in front of me said, I drove for an hour to get here. That some people are being, if you expand the places you're willing to go to get your shot, you might get it more quickly.
Right. The problem is that if all the appointments at all the places are released at the same time, you might as well go for the closest one because they're all going to be gone in 2 minutes anyway. I'm hoping, my one hope is that I can get it before it opens to everyone. Right now it's 50 and up, and in 2 weeks it's everyone basically, so it'll be even harder. I'm hopeful. Whatever, I'm not going anywhere anyways, so
right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Tiger Woods accident. The mystery's been solved. And PETA hates doggy dress-up shows. Surprise.
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.